Last spring, I returned to my mother's house. Like living in a Volkswagen van, each move had to be exact and slow and smooth. My mother's house is a museum of artifacts from Woolworths and Kmart. Every room crammed, everything in place. My mother has two or three of everything, just in case, because it was on sale, because she found space not filled. Stacks of satin-bound blankets and cellophane, more than the Glenmill Inn. Enough dish towels from Dove's detergent to wash all the dishes in all the restaurants of Corner Brook. Salt and pepper shakers, and pots, pans, mugs, jars, jugs, cups, cans, tins, filling every cupboard, corner, crack, cranny, nothing ever used, just collected and stored and protected like the treasure in Alibaba's cave. My mother's house is not a house for dancing in. And yet, I recall I once danced in rubber boots. I was a Cossack from Siberia. Every Wednesday night, I wrestled my brother in a match to the death or the end of Skipper's patience. My brother and I played pool in the kitchen on a table with collapsible legs, sometimes opening the fridge door to make a shot. I was going to be the first Newfoundlander to make the Canadian gymnastics team, somersaults and handstands on the sofa cushions. My brother and I shot ceramic animals with darts from spring-loaded guns, like Hemingway hunting elephants in Africa. But last spring, in my mother's house, I was like a reformed bull who knows how to behave in a china shop. If I moved quickly, I would upset the balance. I learned to move little, always slowly. But that is not how I once lived in my mother's house. Perhaps I have grown bigger. Perhaps I have grown smaller.